Sculpture number 6, Roman Chariot.
When you get to Sculpture 6, you can take an additional short walk off the trail through a swing gate heading north to the top of Cayley Crags, where there's a good view out over the Wharfe Valley, and you'll find a bench and interpretation panel as part of the Yorkshire Turner Trail. Sculpture number 6 is at the eastern end of Chippendale Ride, and is of a chariot suited to Roman times. No such exciting Roman remains have been found on the Chevin, but it's a nice feature in which to stand and pretend to be Queen Boudica whilst remembering the impacts on Britain's Celtic people whilst under Roman rule. A major Roman military road passes over the top of the Chevin and connected Ilkley to Tadcaster. It's to the south of Yorkgate Road and only visible today from up in the air as a faint line across farmland with a standing stone known as the Bullstone on its route. When the Romans withdrew from England in 410 AD, the native population would still have spoken Welsh. The name Chevin is derived from the Welsh Cefn, meaning a ridge, whilst the softening of the name to Chevin would have been a later Saxon influence. The name Chevin is also used for a ridge of highland in Derbyshire and partly in other places such as the Cheviots and the Cevennes in France. After the Romans left England and until the Land Enclosure Acts of the 1780s, it's likely that the Chevin was used more and more as common land by local people for its valuable resources. Bracken would have been valuable bedding for animals as well as a source of potash soap for cloth production. Stone was quarried extensively for local buildings, road repairs and millstones. Open grassland and heather would have been used by grazing livestock. Wood and peat was cut for fuel. Looking east to the open ground, you would once have been looking towards Pool Bank Quarry. Along with other quarries on the Chevin, Pool Bank Quarry was used until the early 20th century. There was a railway branch line that ran from Poole Station and passed over Leeds Road in two places, negotiating the steep inclines by using a cable system whereby descending trucks full of stone helped pull empty trucks uphill. Stone from Poole Bank Quarry was used to build Bridlington Harbour, and some stone was transported to India for bridge building. Much of Poole Bank Quarry was landfilled and landscaped in the 1970s, and is now used for pasture by sheep. As an aside, the open, acidic grassland and heathland you can see is a great habitat for common lizards. If you walk quietly along the nearby timber walkway on warm summer days, look out for lizards basking on the timber slats.
Just after the Roman chariot, turn right and walk uphill along the path for about 300 metres to the next sculpture, nestled back from the path in the edge of the woods to your left.